News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Time now 4:35 PM. It is Monday, by the way. Hey, the phone lines are open. You want to call in? I'd love to hear from you. 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866 to call in. Register your opinion about anything we've talked about so far today. In fact, I see the phones are already on. I've got Jeff from Indiana on line four. So let me just grab that. Jeff, how you doing today, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, now that Elon Musk has bought Twitter, I wish I knew where they was going to relocate at, because, man, I'd love to sell him some property. Because, you know, they're not going to stay in San Francisco because, oh, my gosh, can you imagine keeping the same people? Well, basically, since it's in California, you can't probably fire any of them, so they have to relocate just to get rid of them. So
I know some spots in Northeast Alabama that would probably love to have Twitter go ahead and just move on in and set up shop. What do you think?
I think it's not going to stay in San Francisco, be my guess, because it'd basically be suicide. Can you imagine all the people working for you is trying to shut you down? It'd be sabotage one day after another.
You know, that's interesting.
I think that he still uses, from what I can see, he's part of Twitter uses Google Cloud. So
okay.
How long is it going to be before they try to shut that down?
Wow. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If that happens, though, the one thing we got going for it is whereas Parler couldn't stand up to it, I would think that Elon Musk would have plenty of money to make Google Cloud's life miserable if they tried to deplatform them. That'd be pretty epic in court, I think.
And I hope he does because, yeah. It's going to be fun to sit back and watch all this stuff going on.
I know,
you
man.
Know they're just going to be coming after him.
Get the popcorn ready. It's going to be a show.
That's right.
All right, Jeff.
And,
take care, man.
And Phil, one other thing. With the wages going like they are and stuff.
Yeah.
What are we? How are we in America? Are we going to sell any products to anybody else?
Our labor is the issue.
Way too high.
Yeah, I mean you're exactly right. I mean, back in the days when factories began moving overseas, it was seen as being the downfall of some of America's industrial capability, but it was also because the unions had driven the pricing so far out of the norm that we couldn't compete on the world market, and so it began to offshore some of our capabilities, which is tragedy. But there's got to be a fair and equitable medium, and right now, I'm a little concerned that we're about to get back into outpricing ourselves because wages are going to outpace the ability to provide a reasonable service or a good, and that's going to extend to what you do for a living too, brother.
Oh yeah, it's all due to the Biden printing presses. I mean, the Fed and everything. We've got people. $15-$20 an hour, what's our burgers going to cost in a little while? It's already bad enough the way it is. But when we have a recession, what's going to happen when a $20 hour worker, has to take a cut in pay or doesn't work at all?
And that's exactly right. And I tell you what else is going to happen. They're going to wind up automating a lot of things and putting people out of work just to save the money.
Yeah. I'm looking for a huge disaster. Better be investing into gold, I'd say.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, hey, Jeff Rowe, be safe on the road, bud. Thanks for the call and call in again soon. All right.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good one.
All right. Take care, man. All right, folks, that's our frequent flyer from out of state, Jeff from Indiana, and always has great content. By the way, this audience is awesome. The reason why this show has been successful, the reason why the ratings show that we're number one in the market in the afternoons in North Alabama right now is because of y'all. I mean, so Copper and Birdman and I, we do all we can to put together a show, but then it wouldn't matter if y'all didn't listen. So the fact that we have listeners even from out of state is just huge, and we appreciate you more than you could possibly know. And I've got a sign right here in the studio right above me as I'm sitting here every day doing the show. It says, it's an honor to have this platform. And I do not take this for granted. All right, listen, I'm going to do a little bit here in number three of the Triple Dipper. If you want to call in and talk, though, we got time, 866-494-9866. So going back to number three on the Triple Dipper, Bama on the border. Now, I won't spend a lot of time leading into it because I'm going to be out of time, but I do want to point out again, like I said earlier in the show, that young specialist Bishop Evans of the Texas National Guard, an artilleryman with Alpha Battery, 1st of the 133rd Field Artillery in the Texas National Guard, gave his life the other day trying to save illegal immigrants crossing over the Rio Grande. He saw a woman that appeared to be drowning. He jumped in the water and never surfaced himself, and they found his body today. I am of the firm belief, and I say this without equivocation, that the reason he was on that border in the first place and the reason why he died is because of Biden's failed policies. And I make no bones about that. None. But I honor his service, and I think he's being underreported. And I'm shocked right now, by the way, that the President of the United States has not even bothered to address this. There's a poll that I shared with y'all the other day. Gallup did a poll that said that literally 60% of all Americans are still gravely concerned or very concerned about illegal immigration here in the United States. 41% said they worry a great deal about it. 19% said they worry a fair amount. Add that together, you got 60% of those polled indicating that immigration and issues on the border are a big part of their daily concerns about life in these United States. Okay, with that being said, we are seeing 22-year highs. The month of March alone, according to a story from NBC News dated April 15th, 10 days ago, 221,303 encounters just last month. That's a 22-year high. And when we look at the data, it appears that it's going to continue to climb, especially when you consider that Biden's policies are exactly the opposite of what it takes to stem that tide. Number one, he's rejecting the idea of extending Title 42. He wants to appeal the recent court ruling saying that the CDC's travel mask mandate was an overreach because he thinks it's a pandemic on an airplane, but it's not a pandemic on the southern border. So he's going to repeal Title 42, which gives the Border Patrol the ability to send back people who come from high COVID hotspots. That's one of the only tools in the toolbox that the Customs and Border Patrol have had during the Biden administration, because story here from justthenews.com clearly states, new figures show the Biden administration is thumbing its nose at courts over its Remain in Mexico policy. You may remember we had a Remain in Mexico policy under the Trump administration. Trump's administration said literally, you know what? If you come here claiming asylum, okay, you can try that because it's part of our laws. Nothing says, though, we have to turn you loose inside the country while we figure out whether your asylum should be granted. So you can come to the border, claim asylum, and then remain in Mexico while we process your paperwork. Well, Biden repealed that. The courts told him, no, you can't just repeal that. And so he's been to court multiple times, but the Biden administration now has repeatedly been ordered by courts to continue enforcing the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy, according to this from Just the News. And yet, it says here, the Customs and Border Patrol data reviewed shows just 199 of the 221,000 stopped by federal agents in March were placed into that protocol. 199. It's amazing. I got a caller on line three. Let me grab that real quick. Steve from Madison. Hey, Steve. Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, Phil. Great show as always, brother. Loving it.
Thanks, man.
Condolences to the family of the servicemen lost. I share that with you. But two quick points. I heard some wannabe politician from Washington State, $15 an hour is not enough, man. She was proposing, let's go to 30 an hour minimum wage. Did you hear that little story? 30 an hour minimum wage.
I don't doubt it. Was it a member of the squad or something? Who was it?
No, I think it might have been running for state office or some unknown, but wanted to get known. Here's my thinking about the pandemic at the border versus in the air. Do you reckon those people, when they load them up on the airplanes to fly them around the country, they make a mask up when they get on the plane?
Oh, the immigrants, you mean? The illegal immigrants?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I don't know, but I've seen them getting off the buses and stuff without masks on, so it does make you wonder, doesn't it? Yeah. Wow. Hadn't you thought of that?
Yeah, I mean, they've got to wear a mask. you should wear a mask when you're on a plane. Everybody, they all agree to that. They come across unmasked, but they don't make a mask up when they get on the plane. I mean, it's not consistent, but what is?
Well, you know, I did a segment the other day on my show called Consistently Inconsistent, and this would fit. So,
yes,
wow.
Absolutely.
Steve, good call, man. Thank you. Appreciate you being in the audience and calling anytime.
Hey, no problem.
All right. Listen, folks, I'm just telling you, we got a lot going on. But right now, I'm about to get into the last piece of this before we head to the top of the hour. I'm going to tell you about Bama is actually on the border. We are dealing with it, and we're considered a border state when you get down to it. We're part of the governor's task force. 26 states have banded together, including Alabama, to provide law enforcement, National Guard, that kind of thing. I'm going to give you a few comments from our lieutenant governor, and I'm going to tell you about a major federal contract that was just lost that means like somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 jobs in Alabama going away in one county because of Biden's border policies. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll come back from this break, finish up a show for the day, Monday, April 25th. Exiting out with a little bit of Aerosmith, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So it is 4:53 p.m., and I know that some of y'all are like already on the road. I mean, so be careful out there because traffic being what it is, and when there's a little bit of rain and the weather's changing, you know, just be careful, all right? Take that drive home, take it slow. But nonetheless, you may be thinking on the way home, you know what? Nothing to eat at the house, or I don't want to eat at the house, or I don't want to dirty dishes. What's that place Phil Williams always talks about? Yes, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Okay, so Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, and the other one on South Memorial Parkway down there by Whole Foods. I'm just saying, folks, listen, do you want a cup of coffee? Well, you're going to find it there because it is Just Love Coffee Cafe. But it is way more than that. I mean, you're going to have the lattes, the cappuccinos, the baristas who will do all that is necessary to make sure your coffee satisfactions are met. But nonetheless, they got food, man. They got good food. And they got food that's like unusual and different. They got wraps. They got sandwiches. They got waffles. They got omelets. They got things that you can have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or you can have breakfast for dinner. I mean, just saying. It's a menu like you wouldn't believe. So check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. One of our team members for many months, and we appreciate them. And they're a great organization, by the way. What I love about them, too, besides their food and coffee, is they always give back to the community. That's just one of the coolest things about Just Love Coffee Cafe. So there you go. All right, I'm finishing this thing up here. I'm calling it Bama on the Border. Yeah, Bama on the border. Well, listen, our own Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, great guy. I've known Will for many years, but Will Ainsworth was at Talladega this past weekend. And by the way, if that's not America, I don't know what is. I was at a Braves game. Charlene and I went to a Braves game with friends Saturday night. National anthem was played. Everybody on their feet taking their hats off. Beautiful night, green. I mean, between that and Talladega, there was a lot of America this week. You know what I'm saying? But Ainsworth was there, and he was on Fox News. So story on 1819 News about his interview on Fox News. So he was on with Fox News' Will Cain on the Fox and Friends weekend show, and he talked about the fact that the border policies are impacting Alabama. And he says this, this is him quoting Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, says, you know, you look at how this impacts Alabama. I'm going to give you a local story. He said, I live in Gunnersville, Alabama. Split my time between there and Montgomery. Small town, and just recently, last month, we had several teenage and college kids die from a fentanyl overdose with a drug batch that was tied back to Mexico. He said, so when you look at the amount of drugs that are coming into America and President Biden's failed policies, he hasn't protected the border, so at the end of the day, states are having to step up. He went on to commend Governor Ivey for joining Governor Abbott's Governor's Strike Task Force, and he says, we're going to put boots on the ground. He said, we're going to send the Alabama National Guard, and we're sending law enforcement members, and we're making sure we are actually committed to getting a wall built. And he said, Like President Trump said, you can't have a country if you don't have borders. So Alabama is sending Alabama National Guardsmen and law enforcement officials to assist with the governor's strike force on the southern border in Texas. Now, that being said, interesting thing happened just last week. About 2 weeks ago. Story on Fox News again, but this time it's about Alabama. ICE, that's Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, I believe, Immigrations Customs Enforcement, ICE is discontinuing the use of an Alabama immigrant detention center and limiting the use of three others. Let me tell you something. When you have a federal contract, when a county or local government has a federal contract, it's an economic boon to that area. Can you imagine what would happen if a big chunk of Redstone Arsenal shut down? Can you imagine what would happen if Anniston Army Depot decided to shut down or scale back operations, which has happened in the past, by the way? I remember distinctly what happened when Fort McClellan closed down to that region over in Anniston. Can you imagine what would happen if, you know, down in Montgomery, if Maxwell Air Force Base got just tired of the education in that area being so poor for its residents that it decided to pick up and move the Air Force schoolhouse somewhere else? Well, federal contracts mean something. And when the federal government has a contract with a county and that county builds facilities, like what happened in Etowah County, the hub of Etowah County is Gadsden, Rainbow City, Hoke's Bluff, Southside, Atala, all these communities in and around that area. The county government built a massive jail facility, a good one, state of the art. I have toured it multiple times. And it was in large part because it had an ICE contract, and it was one of the Southeast Regional ICE detention centers for illegal immigrants that were being detained while they were being processed for crimes and then deported. And ICE has canceled that contract. Folks, think about this. You've got a small county in Northeast Alabama with an ICE contract for a detention center, and there were at least 50 corrections officers who had jobs because of that. And Biden's policies just put 50 guys out of work. That's Bama being hit by the border right there. All right, folks, great day on the show. I'm saying we covered some ground today. Listen, Copper and I are back here tomorrow at 2. And in the meantime, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. Solid conservative, just plain right. That's what we are. And you guys are a bunch of right-side ruffians, and we love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night.